I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Jamie Opat, Director of Communications for Starkey. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you with us today. Let's begin with the basics, okay?
Okay.
What is Starkey?
Well,
that's about as basic as I can go.
I love that question. Starkey serves people with intellectual disabilities, and at this point, we provide programs for more than 500 people in Sedgwick County.
Tell us about the beginnings of Starkey. I know you know. How long has it been around, and how did it get started?
Starkey has been around since 1930, if you can believe it, in our community. It was founded by Hattie Starkey. She was a public school teacher, and of course, you can imagine in 1930, there were not programs for people with disabilities. And so a lot of students stayed at home with families, and of course, as parents heard about Mrs. Starkey's school, they flooded to her home-based school. And in the 1950s, a school building was built. Of course, in the 1970s, public schools took over that role. And at that point, Starkey became more focused on adult programs and services.
Where was the original school there?
Interestingly enough, I still work in an office that's in the original school.
Really?
It's over on Young Street. A lot of people who have been in Wichita for a lifetime remember the Starkey School on Young Street.
Is that the new building there?
Well, no. The new building was built in the 90s.
Yeah.
And that's our newest building.
But right over there by Town West Square.
Yes. West Wichita. But the original school building was turned into offices and program space.
How is Starkey financed?
Starkey receives the majority of its funding through public funds. So Medicaid funding comes from the federal government through the state, administered through the county. We're an affiliate of the Sedgwick County Developmental Disability Organization. And so most people who are at Starkey for services have Medicaid funding that helps defray the costs. Of course, we also do fundraising. We write grants. We have some private pay opportunities where people pay for room and board and transportation services.
Now, how big is your operation team? I mean, how many people actually work for Starkey?
At this point,
people like you and others in the
right,
office.
Right. We serve more than 500, but at this point, we have about 370 employees. We started providing information for the Wichita Business Journal's top employer list, and the past several years, we've ranked about 35th largest employer in Wichita. So it does surprise people to learn just how big our operations are.
And you've already told us this, but I want to ask you again, how many people are you serving at a given time?
We have just over 500.
Is that the same number? How long has it been stable like that? I mean, does it go up or down?
It has gone up. I have been at Starkey for 20 years now. And so when I started in 1997, we served about 200, a little over 200 people. So you can imagine the growth in 20 years. And when I say that we serve that many people, it's various programs. So for instance, we have 42 homes throughout the Wichita community. We have two apartment complexes, and that particular program serves more than 200 people. We also have day programs that serve more than 300 people. We have case management for children and adults. So, I mean, it's just a variety of different services. But the total number is more than 500, and it grows every year.
So we're going to talk a little bit about specifics on that, but where do your clients come from? Do we call them clients?
Clients is fine.
Okay. Where do they come from?
You know, they are all residents of Sedgwick County. Now, we do have people who move here who are looking for services. The very first step in that process, of course, is Sedgwick County. They are the agency that we're an affiliate of, and so they determine eligibility, determine funding, help people find services. And there are other providers besides Starkey, but you can choose who you want for which service, or Starkey could provide them all. And so we are seeing people growing up through the school system, graduating, and then needing adult services. So that really is our pipeline. You might talk to families whose kids are at Rainbows, perhaps HeartSpring. They're in a public school, Wichita Public School, and they graduate. And so they are searching and trying to determine what the next step is. And for a lot of families, that is Starkey.
Jamie, what kind of disabilities are we talking about here?
It is a wide variety. I have learned that intellectual disability and developmental disability encompasses a lot. So some people have a diagnosis of autism. Others have an undefined developmental disability. All of these presented themselves before the age of 18. And so in most cases, it is something that people were born with. I would say that autism, we hear the one in 68. One out of every 68 children is born with autism somewhere on the spectrum. And we are seeing more and more people who have autism as a diagnosis. But that is not all. Certainly, we have people who have a diagnosis of Down syndrome, who have co-occurring mental illness as well as a developmental disability. So it's just really wide variety.
It was an age. What age do they have to be?
We serve people, we serve people who are 18 and older in the majority of our programs. Case management would be the exception. That's the only program at this point for children.
How does a person apply for your programs and services?
They actually go first to the Sedgwick County Developmental Disability Organization, and they will help determine eligibility, determine what services and supports are appropriate, and then arrange for tours of different organizations like Starkey. And that's, in some cases, a family's first chance to see who we are and what we can provide.
Now, tell us about those homes and apartment complexes that Starkey operates.
I wish I could illustrate this on the radio, just through my words. And I don't know if I'll do it justice. But we have 42 homes, two apartment complexes, and for me, I really enjoy watching people have the opportunity to live independently. Some of the homes are 24-hour care and support and overnight staffing. Other places, like the apartments, you just have trainers who check in with people who live there a couple of times a week. Do you need help grocery shopping, cooking, paying bills, taking medications, that sort of thing? So it really, really depends on the needs and what each person needs in the way of support. I love to interview families, and they tell me stories. For instance, I remember a 65-year-old woman who had lived with her parents, who were in their 80s, and moved out for the first time at age 65 into her own apartment. And her parents said, "We are finally living like honeymooners." So they had waited, you know, that long to watch their daughter live independently. And we are there to provide that for people.
Well, it brings up an interesting point about if somebody has disabilities and their parents die, they're kind of left.
Very true.
Stranded, sort of, aren't they?
Well, yeah, if they, in many cases, they have siblings or family members who are involved. But we show a photo from the Starkey School in 1954, and three of the kids in that photo we still serve today. And so that gives you a sense that we are there for a lifetime. And for those kids, their family members have passed away. And so Starkey is a family for the people that we support.
Now, you just covered this a moment ago, but someone from Starkey monitors these residences for problems that might arise and general upkeep of the apartments. Is that right?
That's true. In the apartment situation, it is checking in, kind of supporting them, whatever they need. In the homes, the 42 homes, that is on-site staff who stay there, are there overnight. And in some cases, we have people with physical disabilities that require a lot of care. So you can see very quickly where the 370 staff that we employ come from.
At the center of Starkey is not only independent living, but also employment.
That's
tell,
right.
Tell us about the importance of having a job for your clients.
Oh, it's so key in their lives. And they take such pride, as we all do, in our employment and the sense of purpose and earning a paycheck. We have a variety of opportunities. At Starkey, we have an on-site program where people do contract work. They do small parts assembly, packaging, boxing, and do that for local businesses that contract with us for those services. They can also go out on a mobile crew. I remember one mobile crew that went to a local, it was the Steffens Dairy, and for 2 weeks they worked on re-stamping a date on some butter. So you just never know what kind of job we might have going for us. But we also have people who work in the community. We have people employed at Carlos O'Kelly's, at Dillon's, at Walgreens, just a variety of employers, some who have been there 20 years
that
or more.
My next question, where are you going to, could you share some of your employers with us?
Yes.
Your star employers.
Yeah. Davis Moore employs three of our individuals. We also have Olive Garden. We have Johnson Controls. There's a man who has been there for 20 plus years. Walmart, Wesley Medical Center. I mean, the list goes on. It is really incredible, the local employers.
What do these employers tell you about the workers they have?
Well, in most cases,
I'm sure not all of them are going to work out in a certain.
And they don't. Yeah. Sometimes it's not a good fit, and we pursue a different kind of job. But in most cases, and I heard this just yesterday from Dillon's, they said, he is the best worker. I mean, he shows up, he's consistent, he works hard throughout a shift, he takes such pride in his job, and
we sure some of them take it even more seriously than the rest of us.
They do. They do. They are.
This is their deal. This is their whole thing, right?
And they're grateful for that job, and they don't take it for granted. I mean, attendance is perfect for these workers, and it's neat to see how they become part of the team at that particular place of employment. And so they celebrate anniversaries, and their coworkers really embrace them.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Jamie Opat, Director of Communications for Starkey. Now, if someone in business out there might be interested in employing people from Starkey, what should they do? Are you looking for new employers?
We are. We are always looking for new employers. It's hard sometimes to get that foot in the door and to get consideration of one of our individuals at Starkey, but the easiest way, I would say, is to go to starkey.org. our website, and there is contact information there. We have job coaches. That's what a lot of employers don't know. We don't just drop somebody on a doorstep and say, here's your new employee. We have job coaches that are there to actually be on site at the job, teach them the job, and then also monitor that everything is going well.
All right, let's talk about some of your other programs. Tell me about Starkey's Life Enrichment and Gateway programs.
Yes, absolutely. Life Enrichment is for people who either employment is not a good fit or perhaps they want to retire. But I will tell you that is not a program where people sit and are leisurely every day. They actually give back to the community. They clean parks. They make dog biscuits for the Kansas Humane Society. They make items for local preschools. They are active in our community. In fact, they have given 10,000 volunteer hours in a year back to the community.
Is that the Life Enrichment Program?
That's the Life Enrichment Program.
So actually, they're doing volunteer work then.
They are. They are. They deliver Meals on Wheels every day of the week. You know, part of that is community inclusion and exposure in our community for people who have disabilities. But once that happens and they get to know the citizens of our community, it's just a natural fit. Now, Gateway also does volunteer work, but Gateway is a specialized program for people with behavioral health issues in addition to intellectual disabilities. So that is very staff intensive, typically one-to-one. As people grow through that program, perhaps develop anger management skills or social skills, they can graduate, they can go on to employment and other programs, and we have definitely seen that.
You know, one of the things that is very much on people's minds right now is health care. Your clients, when they get sick, who pays for that? Is that part of Medicaid then?
It is, and we do have people who also qualify for Medicare. Grace Med Clinic is a great resource in our community for the people that we serve at Starkey. And we also employ nurses on site at Starkey who can help with medication administration, with diagnosing various daily ailments that come along, and also provide the kind of support that we need in the homes for people who use feeding tubes, who may have other considerations and need that kind of expertise.
So what other services and programs does Starkey provide then?
Well, you know, in addition to the day programs and the residential programs that I've mentioned, we have health services. We also provide transportation. It is so important and vital to get people where they need to go. And the city does not necessarily provide specialized transportation for people who have severe disabilities and needs.
Now, we've seen Starkey clients waiting at the bus stop, have we not?
Yeah, that is
true. Many of them do take public transit.
But that is true.
I understand you have quite a bus service yourself.
We do. We do have many, many vehicles and buses and wheelchair-accessible buses that take people to and from their jobs, to and from their programs, and the places where they live.
And how about the service and upkeep on those vehicles? Is that a big problem? Sounds like you've got a fleet manager or something going there.
We do. We have two mechanics, two full-time mechanics, and they maintain over 100 vehicles. It's really incredible. Those are both buses and vans and also cars for health services. And they are constantly busy. And right now they do that in our former gymnasium built in the 1960s. That is now our vehicle maintenance building.
I understand Starkey has quite an electronic recycling program. That sounds like a good idea.
That has been very popular. If you have computers in your basement, if you have old cell phones, keyboards, hard drives, we can take most anything. We cannot take your televisions. I'm so sorry. People are always wanting to bring us TVs. But it's been a great way for the community to stop by our main building to get to know some of the people that we serve. And all you have to do, come to 4500 West Maple during the weekdays, ring the bell. There's a garage door and a doorbell. Ring the bell and someone will come unload your car or your truck for you. And it's free to the general public.
How about cell phones?
Cell phones are included. Absolutely.
I got a couple around the house, I think. So.
And, you know, old tablets, old laptops, I can't believe that we're at the point that we're actually recycling some of those things, but we are. Printers.
Right.
So all of those things.
Now, how long does a person generally stay in your program? You've talked about a couple that have been there for a long time.
Yes. It can be as long as they want. We are there for them basically the span of their lifetime, birth to death. And so we do see people who stay with us for all of their lives. We have other people who try our employment program. They may go try another one. They may get a full-time job in the community, and so we don't see them as often. They may come back around for retirement. We are there 24/7, 365 days a year for whoever needs us.
How big is your budget, or is that something that's private?
Oh, it's not private.
I mean,
it's
for the whole schmear there.
It's a $19 million budget.
That's and 19 a year?
Yes.
Okay.
$19 million annual budget. The majority of that, of course, is staffing and paying for staff.
Now, I want you to tell me about your fundraising efforts. You got at least a couple of events every year, right?
We do. And we've been pleased to have you and Ted involved in our golf tournament that is coming up again this year on June 26th. All of these are on our website at starkey.org, but we have an annual Starkey Golf Classic. We just finished last Friday with Amber Waves. That's a beer walk and tasting tour that happens in the Delano District. We're having Field of Brews. That is coming up October 21st at Lawrence DuMont Stadium. It's my understanding that will be one of the last events before that stadium is torn down. So come out, try some craft beers, see Lawrence DuMont for the last time. That you can find out at fieldofbrews.com. And then one final fundraiser that we're privileged to be part of, the Starboard Devlin Car Show. That name is actually changing for the coming year. It will be known as the Cars for Charities, Rod and Customs Car Show.
Okay.
And so we, Starkey, and the Arc of Sedgwick County benefit from the proceeds of that show. And you know, received $50,000 this year from that.
I'm asking for anecdotal stories of success, one or two of somebody you know it's who's been in the program and done so well. Tell me somebody like that.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, the first one that comes to mind for me is a recent example. A young man named Connor, part of our Gateway program, at one point his own family said, you know, we don't even really recognize our son anymore. He just was having behavioral issues that were very challenging. He could not come home on the weekends. And through a process of being part of Gateway and working with local health professionals, Connor's doing so well. He graduated from Gateway just a couple of months ago. He's employed now at Carlos O'Kelly's. And my favorite part of his story is that he actually helps train the Wichita Police Department and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Officers on crisis intervention. So when you are an officer approaching someone in crisis, here are the things you should do and not do for a person who has autism, for a person who has behavioral issues. It just helps them know how to recognize the signs of someone with a disability in crisis and how to most effectively deal with that.
That's pretty important. We've had some
very important,
some interesting stories of police officers not recognizing those kinds of
things. That's right. And, you know, for the most part, I hear of that in other parts of the state. I think here locally, I'm really impressed with the effort that our officers have made to understand that and to provide training to everyone on what to do in that situation. And Connor's so proud to be part of that.
Do you have another story for us? We've got just a couple minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, lots of stories. I can think of Kim. When we talk about the apartments, I interviewed her and her family probably 3 years ago. And, you know, her family, her parents said she could continue to live here for as long as she wants. She's in her 20s. And as she looked at them and she said, I know mom and dad, but I really want to go live with my friends. And so for the first time, she was able to move out of her home, live on her own. And she really has been thriving in her own apartment. It's so important for all of us when we turn 18, when we turn 22, and we want to take a different step in life to have a place to do that, even if you are an individual with a disability.
Has this community been helpful and supportive for Starkey over the years since 1930?
It has. We are incredibly fortunate here in Wichita that people are supportive, both in terms of fundraisers and funding and also employment and just inviting people in and getting to know them, people with disabilities.
Something new on the horizon you want to share? About a minute here.
Well, you know, we will be looking at in future months whether or not we have enough room and whether our buildings, as I mentioned, we're still operating out of an old school building, out of an old gymnasium. We are serving a lot of people in a small space. And so we're going to be looking at that with facilities planning and, you know, possible campaign to help with those needs.
What's the best part of your job, Jamie?
I love my job. It's getting to know these people at Starkey, like I said, for the past 20 years and watching their progress, watching their success, and being fortunate to call them friends.
You got a big challenge or two or anything that's holding you back?
The challenge, I would say, is employee turnover. This is not a glamorous line of work. It's hard to keep people at the wages that we're able to pay with state reimbursement. We are always in Topeka reminding our elected officials that reimbursement rates are key to the stability of our system. So just finding and keeping good employees.
I hear that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. In a lot of industries. So that's one of the challenges then, to get enough employees to help these people out.
That's right.
You serve over 500 people every year,
mm-hmm.
right?
You've been
been in business since 1930, and it looks like you're going to stay in business for a while longer, taking care of the needs and the special needs of these special people there at Starkey. So it sounds like you've got a future ahead of you there at Starkey here in Wichita. And we want to thank you for spending some time with us here on the Issue Show, Jamie. Always nice to see you, and we look forward to the golf tournament coming up a little bit later on here in the summer. Our guest, Jamie Opat, Director of Communications for Starkey. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.